Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't ever get on Facebook and start reading anything by a longevity expert. And there are many on there peddling products because you know how the algorithms work. Oh my gosh, you get bombarded. That's a big business right now. And the reason I bring this up, they did a study and they asked people this simple question. Would you be more afraid of feeling older or looking older? In other words, would you rather feel good or look good?
Feel good.
EJ is here. Let's get his opinion.
I think I'd rather feel good.
Yeah.
But you had to think about it. You're young. How old are you?
I just turned 23.
Just turned 23.
Aww.
Okay. I think if you had asked me at 23, I would have said, I want to look young. I want to look good. Because you don't realize what's coming.
Don't you? I mean, everybody gets older.
No. When you're 23, you feel bulletproof. Did anyway.
Not me.
EJ, do you feel bulletproof?
No.
Not at all. We can bring in a gun and test it.
Yeah, we could.
I know. At 23, I thought, man, I will never get sick.
Yep.
I will live forever. Well, so far I'm doing okay there.
Yeah.
But then as you get over 50, when you wake up in the morning and you walk down the hallway and it sounds like you're walking on little twigs in the woods, all the crackling and snapping.
I know.
And you're trying to straighten your back up. Mm-hmm. You're going, oh, God. And all you hear is the cracking noises.
That might be just me, but I already feel like that. I'm 23 years old.
That's not a good
sign. And I make sounds I'm not supposed to make.
Well, the good news is,
you look marvelous.
Marvelous.
I would rather look good than to feel good.
Crystal.
Here is what they found out. Nationwide, 70% of people surveyed said they're more afraid of feeling older than looking older. That's healthier.
That's good.
It's healthier to worry about how you feel.
Yes. And it's a state of mind, right? So if you can just get good with the aging process, then you will feel good as you get older. That's
unless
good.
You're really ugly, a sin, then I don't know.
And then I'm not sure. And then, I don't know.
I have a feeling if they had broken this survey down by age groups, we might not have got such a one-sided answer.
I thought you were going to say by ugly people and pretty people. Also that.
Oh, come on, Kristen.
I know.
Nobody is ugly. How can you be so shallow?
I know. I'm the worst.
As we all stand in front of the mirror in the
every
morning.
Every day, I know.
Making sure we're presentable even to come to work here.
I know.
Well, the truth hurts.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.